It might not seem like baking soda could do the work of bleach, but Alaska Community Action on Toxics suggests that there are effective alternatives to potentially harmful household cleaners. The Anchorage-based nonprofit's Green Cleaning Service disinfects a growing number of the city's homes and businesses with everyday items like vinegar solution and vegetable oil soap. And they say they're getting good results. APRN's Sarah Bernard reports.
It's like any other cleaning service. Three workers holding buckets and spray bottles and sponges are going through a large house top to bottom, making the place sparkle. But here, there's no bleach, no chemical soaps, no electric blue toilet bowl cleaner.
You are able to clean just with salt. You can leave the glass with salt for probably 24 hours and clean the next day, and the glass become almost brand new.
Green Cleaning Service manager Antonio Waikivil says his team uses non-toxic products to clean everything from the bathroom to the kitchen, from metal to glass. Sometimes the products they use are kind of surprising. If you wanted, you could eat them.
And other thing that we use is lemon juice. If you know some metal, you can clean with the lemon juice, just pure lemon juice. They have a really, really nice result.
Alaska Community Action on Toxics, or ACAT, has been running a green cleaning service for the past 2 years with clients across Anchorage. ACAT claims some chemicals included in very common household cleaning products, even cleaning products labeled green, have been linked to health issues such as cancer, asthma, and reproductive ailments. But all of the products the Green Cleaning Service uses, whether they're homemade or purchased, are verified by ACAT's in-house research on toxic contaminants. ACAT provides free estimates and asks for a suggested donation of $25 per employee per hour of cleaning. The program also offers tips for creating your own non-toxic products.
We try to teach and change a little bit lifestyle. That's the main goal. Janitorial services, you can find at many janitorial services. The idea to create this kind of mission-related business is to change a little bit lifestyle and people, and show them they can have an alternative.
Before coming to ACAT, Waikivil was the Refugee Services Coordinator at Catholic Social Services, helping newly arrived immigrants find jobs in Anchorage. The Chilean expat now employs two refugees from Somalia.
We just need to map.
Okay.
Yeah. And Yusuf, you already took the trash?
Yep.
Since the business has grown a lot, especially in the last few months, he plans to hire a third person.
I know the need of people who are newcomers in United States, and I want to give opportunity to them.
One of the team's clients, Melissa Faust, says she appreciates that aspect too.
What I like about it is that I'm supporting a nonprofit that's doing important work and also providing employment to people who need it.
Plus, she says, she prefers having fewer chemical smells around.
I've had plenty of bleach exposure in my life, and I'm done with that.
Waikivil points out that winters are long here, and most Alaskans spend a lot of time indoors, increasing exposure to potentially harmful chemicals. And what's flushed down the drain can end up affecting watersheds and wildlife, too.
If we try to be environment friendly, I believe that's the best thing that you can do in your life, and I'm really proud for that.
And maybe it's just nice to know that if you're looking for a lemon-scented cleaner, you could try a lemon. In Anchorage, I'm Sarah Bernard.